Pleasure to have a chance to talk to the distinguished Chinese documentary filmmaker, Liang Bibo.
Yeah.
Can you tell me when and where you were born?
In 1963 in Sichuan Province. Mm.
Tell me something about your parents, your mother and father.
My father is an engineer. His work is to the irrigation system. My mother was a teacher. Both of them retired right now. Mm.
Did either of them influence you a great deal?
Yeah, great. Everything from them, I think.
Really?
Really.
What was their character? What sort of people were they?
I get a little bit nervous.
Well, filmmakers. You're used to interviewing other people, not yourself.
Yeah. I don't know why.
What was the character of your mother and your father?
My father is a very hard guy. Mm. Before he retired, when I was a kid, I found my father every day his work. Mm. You know his work is the irrigation system building. Mm. So most of his time is living in the constructions. Mm. Very dirty construction. But almost of his life is working over there. My mother was a teacher, so her personality is very open. Mm. Many kids come to my family every day. Mm. So when I was a very little boy, I have many friends. Mm. with my classmates, also from my mother's student. Mm.
Tell me about your schools. When did you first go to school?
The first time go to school. You mean the
primary school?
Primary school. Mm. That's very long. 1970s. Mm. 1970s in my hometown, Sichuan Shantai County. Mm. And the primary school, middle school, high school, college.
All in the same town?
No. When I graduated from the middle school, I went into agriculture college in Mianyang City. It's another city, but nearby my hometown.
Tell me about the schools. Were there any subjects which you particularly...
Agriculture.
Agriculture. At school?
Your school... You mean college education?
Yes.
College education. I studied the agriculture.
Yes. Before that, when you were in secondary, middle school, were there any topics or subjects that you particularly were good at or liked?
No, that's same as a lot of kids. Mm. I graduated from middle school. In high school is 1980s. Yeah. During that time. To be a college student is very difficult. Fortunately, I went into the Mianyang Agriculture College to study the agriculture. Mm.
Were you at school? Were you good at games? Do you play games or?
Yeah, football, soccer.
Soccer.
Soccer is my favorite.
Do you still play it?
I think I'm a very good guy.
Do you still play?
No.
Zhao Bing, our other friend who is a Chinese filmmaker, still plays football.
Really?
Or recently he fell over and broke his leg or something, so he stopped. But he likes football too, like you.
Right, I was so busy, I don't have time to play.
Yep. Tell me something about the agricultural college. Why did you do agriculture?
Because I don't want to be to research agriculture, because when I take the examination to be a college student, my point is very low, so I have to go to the college.
When you finished your agricultural college, what did you do then?
After I graduated from agriculture college, I went to Sichuan Academy of Agriculture Sciences. Mm. For 9 years.
Nine years. What were you doing there?
Rice. Mm. Research rice. Yeah. Cultivate rice. Mm. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Well, it's also hot.
Actually, hair is hot. In Agriculture Academy, the rice can be divided two parties. Mm. One party is how to feed it makes a good seed. Another part is how to cultivate it with same seed but gets a high production. My job is the second. Research how to cultivate the rice.
And what made you decide to change and stop being an agricultural researcher?
Because I feel my education is so-so. In agriculture academy, my education is very bad. I have to change my career.
And when did you first start to take photographs or do some filming?
In 1995, I started to be a documentary filmmaker.
Had you done any filming before that?
No.
No?
No. You say the Obi Mountain, the last life, that film is my first film.
Was it? So you had you been interested in film? Do you watch a lot of film before then?
Yeah, very, very interesting. Before that, I had to be a news reporter for 3 years. Ah. You know, in 1992, I became a member of the Chengdu television station. At the first 3 years, I worked at the news department to be a news reporter. So every day, I take a camera, go around in this city. I take a lot of news. So at that time, gave me the opportunity to learn how to use the camera, how to use the editing, how to do the montage. So that's a very, very important basic time.
You made a distinction there between editing and montage or montaging. What is the difference between? We say that in England we call it editing, and in France they call it montage. But you seem to think they are different. Is that right?
It seems it. I think it seems it.
Same thing. Okay. Did you have any particular filmmakers who you admired and would like to model your work on when you started your filmmaking? Were there any famous filmmakers whose films you had watched and you thought, I would like to make films like that?
Oh, a lot of help. At the beginning, actually, the idea to be a documentary filmmaker is not from me, it's from my boss. My boss said, this guy is good, he should to be a documentary filmmaker, so he forced me to be a documentary filmmaker. So at that time, I don't know what is documentary, I can't understand. So I tried to find somebody to help me. So I found Wang Haibin. He became my mentor. He's working for Sichuan television station. At that time, he's famous in China. So I went to him and said, from now on, you to be my mentor. He said, okay, so he told me a lot. Also, at the same time, I watched other people's documentary, so learned from them.
What do you think are the skills, the most important skills needed for someone who is going to be a documentary filmmaker?
The first of all, I think the ability to get along with a lot of people, with people, that's very, very important. I think the skill, how to use a camera, how to use the editing, is not really important. The first important thing is how to talk with people, how to make friends with people, how to let them trust you and tell you what happened. That's very important. This is the first. Second, you must have the skill to use a camera, editing, all the equipment. This is second. And third, you have to have the film grammar. You should understand the close-up, wide shots, the different how to link them. So I think make friends with people and use the equipment and the film grammar. That's very important. 3 points.
How did you learn the film grammar?
By myself.
By yourself?
Everything. By myself.
Not from books?
Yeah, also from books. At the daytime, I showed him. At the nighttime, I check what I have done with the books, trying to make a better film. I have a very useful experience. In 2001, I was invited by the Asia Cultural Council, which is a non-profit organization in America. So they invited me to be a grantee in Manhattan. I lived there for half a year. So at the first 2 months, I was sent to MoMA.
Yes, the Museum of Moving Image.
So every afternoon, I watched a film in MoMA. So at that time, I watched almost every important documentary in the history.
Really?
That's very important. That gave me a very, very important foundation.
And of those great, of those documentaries you watched, can you remember any special ones that you thought were really, really wonderful?
For Eustace, how to say the medicine, you must, how to say his guys in English? Evans, that's a very famous Holland film.
Dutchman, Evans,
Evans, Evans films.
Yeah.
About China, about Spain. Many films.
So you started as a documentary filmmaker in 1995. Did you start with a company, a particular company?
In my TV station.
In your TV station?
In my TV station.
And what was the first film you made?
I made it is about the nun in Omi Mountain.
Oh, yes. Tell me about that film. Why did you choose that subject?
That subject, the World Woman Conference, that's a very important meeting, international meeting, was opened in Beijing. So every Chinese people about talk about the woman's life. So I think woman's life, whose woman is special to be a subject to documentary. So I think probably the nun's life is special from us. So I went to the Omi Mountain trying to talk with them and to make a film about them.
Well, nuns usually are not very happy that filmmakers come and film them, so it must have been difficult to have
to get permission. It's very difficult. First of all, I went to the government to get a permission. The government gave me a paper. I take the paper, went into the temple. I talk with the biggest among the master. The master.
Mother superior.
The supervisor.
Yes.
She said okay, but the another nun, they refused me. When I take my camera to them, they turn back and they say back to us. So it's difficult at this 2 days. We try to talk with them and try to convince them. Please let me film you. So after 3 days, they allowed us.
After 3 days, that's good. Yes.
It's difficult, really. So far, there are a few films about nuns. A few, because it's difficult.
How long did you film in the nunnery?
Two weeks. Actually, I want to make stay there for more time. But I fear if I stay there more time, they were fear uncommonness, so I go out.
How long did it take you to edit that film?
Half an hour.
The film was half an hour, but how long did it take you to do the editing of that film?
I forgot. I forgot for a long time.
So, then what was your next film?
My next film is about a woman's life, Ern Liang. She has very difficult time. She only she support his whole family, his husband and three kids. His three kids have some problems with body. So they only her.
And her husband had been wounded in the war.
Right.
So she was the only person earning her living.
Right.
Was she from an ethnic minority group?
No,
No, Han. She was a Han.
Han. Han. Yes, she was Han. Mm.
And how did you hear about her?
I hear from my friends. You know, I have been a news reporter for 3 years, so I have many friends working in the news sector. So we have the habit to talk this special stories for each other. So I heard from my friend.
Mm. And was she a good person to film?
Actually, she did our help. Mm. After I filmed this, many people watched his life. So. Donated money for her. That's very helpful for her family.
Mm. And she was happy to talk. She was a good person.
She was happy to talk.
Mm. And how long did that take you to make?
Two months.
2 months.
2 months.
And were you you were the cameraman?
Yeah.
And the director and producer? Because one feature of your films, I notice in the one on marriage and other films, is that you tend to do nearly all. You combine producer, director, cameraman, script. Is that unusual to combine them like that?
That's usual in China. In China, most of the documentary filmmaker make a film like my way because of budget.
So it's usual for the producer, director to be the cameraman as well, is it?
If I have a lot of time, I prefer I have a cameraman. Mm. Most of my film I have a cameraman.
Mm. These ones you didn't. What was the budget for a film at that time?
The budget, the number is difficult to say.
The RMB has changed quite a bit.
20,000 US dollar.
$20,000. Mm, that's quite cheap for a documentary. Really. So then you went on and made another film. What was your next film?
Right now, I'm making two films. Mm. One is the survivor's life of the earthquake. You know, the earthquake just happened here. Mm. So I followed some survivors. Mm. Make a film. The title is Beichuan High School. Beichuan High School, the student. My second is a museum. My second film is a museum. This museum is a private museum. The selection of many materials which can describe how the Chinese people against the Japanese people at the Second War.
Mm. On the Beichuan film, are you making this over a long period of time or just one?
One must be 2 months. You know, this disaster happened in May 12.
Yes.
So we started this film in May 14. So we went to there, found some kids, their survivors. So we followed them from one place to another place. How to they get sleep, how to get house, how to get food, just like that.
Mm. And having seen that, have you any feelings about how well the government reacted to the situation?
Also, how the government helped the survivors, that's part of my film.
Mm. Do you think the government did well?
I think the government did very well.
Very well.
Very well.
In what way?
First of all, save the life. Mm. They sent many army people to the ruins, trying to check out where is the people. It's their life, and they dig them out. First of all, the second offered many camps. These people have somewhere can stay. Third, they organized many equipment and food and everything. And there. Also, my government, especially the central government, they organized all China to support them. Mm. And so I think my government is very great this time.
Mm. going back to your earlier films, after the film about the lady who was supporting her family, what was your next film after that?
After that is the Holly Express. Holly Express. That's in Lugu Lake in minority area. At that time, they don't have highway. The postal service is not by bus, is not by horse. Also, the postal office guy sends the letters from the county to the lake. They take the horse. So I think that's very special. Actually, the highway was building. The next year, the highway will be open. The horse sending letters will disappear. So I went to that area to talk with the post office guy and father them make a film.
And you made another one about Lugu Lake as well.
Ah, right. That's my first film on Lugu Lake.
What was that? The
title is Holly Express.
And your next film on Lugu Lake was?
In Chinese is Sanjie Chao. In English is Homecoming Granddaughter. That's a story about a Han lady's whole life. He's a concubine of a headman of Lugu Lake. He get married with a headman in the area. Around half century years ago. But after she went into the Lugu Lake, she kept stay there for around 50 years. This film is about his life. And behind his life is the changing of Chinese society.
So what does it show about Chinese society?
When the lady get married with the headman 5 years ago, here is a slave society. But around a couple of years later, liberated. The Communist Party, Communist Army came in. That area became a socialist society. His life changed.
She seemed, I've seen the film, she seemed a very strong woman.
Ah, right.
And a strong character.
Ah, right.
And also someone very happy to talk to the camera. She was a natural person for filming because she had a strong face and a strong personality. Do you, when you are choosing people, subjects for your films, do you tend to look for special people with who project themselves very well?
That film, the idea to make that film is an order from China Central Television. You know, CCTV, you must know CCTV.
Yes.
That year is 1997, almost the end of last century. So everybody think about what happened in this century. Look back, everybody think about this this subject. So the China Central Television, they chose the top 10 filmmaker. Each one make a film. No matter how much money, no matter what you're making, you just one duty. From your film, I can see the changes of all in Central. So after I get this order, I think I should find somebody. His life can symbolize the Chinese society's change for 100 years. So I make a lot of phone call to many people. After 1 month, I had this lady. I feel his life is very stranger. Is far different from us. So I take my equipment and my assistant went to the Lugu Lake. Before I meet him, I just heard about her. Because her hometown is Chengdu, so we make he feel me very good. So treat me very good. We lived in the same town when she was a kid. She was in Chengdu, so. After 1 week, we talk to each other. I understand her life, and I understand what film I want to make.
Well, it's a very good film. How long did it take you
2 months. I keep staying in her home for two months.
And then when you came back, how long did the editing take you?
Also 2 months.
Two months. So you made it in 4 months. That's very good. Well, it was obviously an honor to be one of the top 10 filmmakers in China already after only 2 years in documentary
film.
I'm so
lucky.
Yes.
I'm so lucky.
Then, did you make any more films in Lugu Lake?
No, just two.
Just two. So what was your next film? Was it The Marriage?
After that, that's Marriage. Mm. That's Marriage. Marriage, you know, in China, most of Chinese people are Han people, including me. The Han people has a very old tradition of marriage. Mm. That means when you get married, you have to stay 6 or 7 steps. Mm. One step, the next, and then. So by right now, the society is changing so quickly, the tradition almost be disappeared. Just in the mountain area, in the rural area, the people keep this tradition. So I try to find this, find some guy to follow this way. Another reason is in 1996, I was in France, you know, FIPA. The Biarritz, a small city at the source of French.
Biarritz.
Biarritz. Here is a film festival named FIPA. I meet a French girl. She talked with me. She asked me, how about China? Did you get marriage arranged by your parents? Mm. Actually, I'm unhappy with this world. So I think I should make a film about how the Chinese people get married to show the foreign people. So I make a lot of phone call and talk with many people. After that, I found two guys from their beginning to their end.
And that was a real marriage, was it?
That's real, is real.
You didn't set it up for the camera?
I never. Mm. Before I make this film, I just remember another fiction film that's made by Omi Film Factory nearby here. Mm. That film is how the young people work hard to construct the socialist countryside.
Yes.
I trying to follow that film, but after I went into the village, I found that everything is different from fiction film. especially the negotiation between two parents, the two sides parents. Mm. When they meet together, from my point of view, love is love. If you love each other, you get married. Mm. But in the rural area, in my film, in the village, the first time I saw the parents, you get how much I give to you, how many gifts you take to me. Mm. It's just a deviation. I get a surprise. I feel unhappy with that.
It was a very nice film, which I've seen the beginning of. And you also made a short film called Winter.
Ah, right.
What is that about?
Winter is a short film about a village. That village just have 12 families. So I make this film. The time is one winter, three months. The village, one village, one went 12 families. I filmed them. That's very common people. They are not different from another film. They are very, very common people. Because that point, that land is very important. You know, in the history, the Chinese people, many Chinese people come from the north to south.
Yes.
At that village is a very, very important point. Many people keep stay there, but most of people passed by there went into Chengdu land. So I think that is a very point. The location is very important. Also, their common life is very important. Because right now we say their life is common, so it's not interesting. But after 10 years or 20 years, their life is very special.
You are. Most of these films are about villages and the countryside.
Uh-huh.
Your present film, obviously, about the earthquake is about towns. Have you made others inside Chengdu?
Yeah, I make a film about Sichuan food.
Sichuan food.
Sichuan, you must know Sichuan food is
yes.
Delicious and yes. Nice. So I made a film on the history of Sichuan food. The history. That's evergreen, but I don't have English subtitle. Mm.
Is Sichuan food very old?
Very old in China. In Chinese food is very famous in the world, you know. But actually, Chinese food have four stars. One is Cantonese, second is Beijing, third is Shanghai style. The fourth is Sichuan style. Mm. From my point of view, Sichuan style is the number one.
It's one of the oldest. Why is it so hot? Why is it so spicy, do you think? I've wondered whether it's because it's near to India and Thailand.
Not from Thailand. I was from South America.
South America?
The Chile is from South America, around 3 years ago, 300 years ago, from South America.
Why did it come to this region from South America? Because you are far from the sea.
You know, Sichuan area is different from many area. Almost every people is come from abroad, or a lot of province. Many times, the local people died because of war, because of the natural disaster, something like that. The people come from this place, from that place, from many provinces. They not only come from here, they also take the culture, their food. So the many culture and food mixed.
They mixed in South American food.
All right.
Just to end on your filmmaking, what do you enjoy most about the films and being a documentary filmmaker?
I beg your pardon?
What do you enjoy? Why do you like making documentary films?
That can make me... being a documentary filmmaker can give me opportunity to meet people. Mm. To say many words and many subjects, let me know the world very well. Compare with the people working inside the building. My work can most of my time I can go outside building and go many places, many countries, meet many people, talk with them, and research their life. Mm. Research their life. A lot of people's life just like a mirror. They can reflect my life. Mm. That makes me happy. Mm.
Your film making is very close to anthropological, ethnographic film making, like the work of Jean Rouch and others. Have you ever studied any anthropology in your life?
No.
But it is will be of great interest to my students in anthropology, and it is also a very important record or documentation of things that are like marriage, as you mentioned, that are disappearing. So I hope you have many more successful films, and thank you very much indeed for doing this interview.
Thank you.